Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining. Welcome to Dubs Talk, presented by Wendy's. New to the Wendy's 2 for $5 lineup is our classic chicken sandwich. The perfect balance of crispy and juicy. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only. And I don't know if he needs an introduction because, well, he's been on this pod before, but let's just give him an introduction anymore. We have Golden State Warrior Damian Lee with us. Damian, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Grant. And that Wendy's promotion sounded amazing. I mean, I might need to try one.
I know, seriously. Every time I read it, everyone goes, "Man, I'm hungry." That's just, I'll see if what I can get you. I'm gonna come out firing. You ready for this?
Let's go.
You thought you were about to ease into this pod. You're like, "Oh, I'm gonna take it easy. This is gonna be easy." No, I'm coming out firing. Two big media members. How do you guys ranked 11th and 14th in the West? 14th is second to worst in the West. Do you guys ever talk about that stuff, like behind the scenes?
No. I mean, I don't feel like that stuff really, really, you know, we really need to pay attention to. We definitely see it, and you know, everyone has their own bit of motivation, from a personal standpoint. But I feel like as a collective, you know, we see the chatter and, you know, we see the talk and the doubt, and it's just a matter of us, you know, just coming out and just playing as underdogs and going out and fighting every night.
You guys don't get together and go, "Hey, screw that guy," or anything of that stuff?
Nah, not at all. I mean, at the end of the day, there's always going to be talking heads. People are going to talk if you're doing well or if you're doing bad. So for us, it's just maintaining what our core principles are, knowing what those are internally, and, you know, our saying is just us for a reason.
Well, I was really hoping that you're going to give me some like clickbait answer, you know, something that would go viral.
Media.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You hate the media and you just name someone by name and then no. Okay. Let's talk about the vibe at training camp right now. You guys are back. You're rolling again. It's been a long time. What is the vibe? What are team scrimmages and practices like? What's the energy like?
Oh, it's nice. I mean, it's just great just to have everyone back around. I mean, some people, you know, that are new to the organization played in the playoffs, so, you know, they didn't have as much of a layoff. But for most of us, it's been over 9 months since, you know, our last game or practice. So everybody's energetic. It's loud. Everyone's talking. There's a lot of energy, a lot of excitement. You know, as you can expect, first time literally playing 5-on-5 in 9 months, there's, you know, been some sloppy moments. But, I mean, for the most part, you know, guys are excited. And, you know, just trying to integrate all the new pieces and, you know, see how we can work together.
Who's been the worst player so far? I'm just kidding. You're going to get something viral. There's going to be something. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm going to figure it out.
Not going to catch you, man.
I'm going to get something. Okay. How about this? A lot of young guys back. You know, you got the team back again. It's been so long since you all kind of played together. Is there a player that was on the team last year that you played with that came back and you haven't played for a while and you're like, "Wow, this guy really has either his confidence has grown or his development or something"? Has there been one player in particular that's kind of popped you?
I mean, everybody's had their own development. I'd say one guy is Eric Paschal. You know, just his ability to, you know, catch it off a rebound, push and transition, find guys. I know some people saw that clip of him catch it, transition, drawing two, and then finding Steph on the left wing for a three. So, you know, just his ability to, you know, draw so much attention and so much and put so much pressure on the defense is definitely something that's been huge for his development. And that's something that he did more so towards the end of last year, you know, besides drawing and getting fouls. I mean, driving and getting fouled as well. But, you know, just his development of, you know, taking that next step and finding guys and, you know, being a playmaker similar to Draymond.
So you kind of get that vibe from him right now that he's coming in feeling that playmaker type role?
I mean, it's sort of pseudo. You know, I feel like everybody, you know, that we have a lot of guys that are on the team that can shoot, dribble, and pass and score. So, you know, we have a lot of playmakers. So, but just seeing that, I think, development from him towards the end of the year last year and seeing that continue to carry over while we have, you know, our full squad has been amazing.
How about in terms of the new guys, the guys that have come in, either rookies or, you know, there's undrafted guys or, I mean, of course, you know, we got Oubre, Wanamaker, and new peeps, Bazemore. Has there been somebody that you're like, you've watched them from afar or maybe just played them once or twice, but now that they're, you know, you see them every day, you're like, wow, that guy's talented?
I mean, I could probably go on a laundry list of everyone, you know, of all the new guys. But, I mean, even just, you know, someone that, you know, I obviously can point out, you know, I've played with Baze before. I've actually known Baze since college days when he went to ODU and I went to Drexel. Seeing his game, seeing his development, high IQ, obviously Kelly, freak athlete, knows the game, slasher. Wiggs has even gotten better as well. And I think another person is Brad. You know, seen Brad, played against him. We actually, his development coach in Boston, Scott Morrison, was my development coach and my G League coach when I was with the Maine Red Claws. So, you know, seeing Brad from afar, being a young bull when, you know, he was coming up in Philly and when he was doing his thing, you know, seeing him from afar, but then seeing him up close, he really knows the game, steady point guard, he's a pro's pro, doesn't get sped up and, you know, really just gets guys involved and very, very solid on defense.
Now, there's a guy that's trying to make the squad from Louisville. Do you know him or, like, do you know him well?
Yeah, Wayne, Dwayne Sutton. So he went to UNC Asheville his first year and sat out, you know, transferred to Louisville. He's actually from Louisville. So I know him, you know, from just going back. And then obviously the guys that I played with that, you know, were growing up, you know, from being freshmen and sophomores, juniors and so forth, had nothing but great things to say about him. I mean, I love Wayne. He's a bull in a china shop. 6'5", 220, plays hard, defense, you know, spot up corner threes, but he's like the ultimate hustle guy and knows his role, plays it well. And I mean, I just love his game, man.
That's awesome. In terms of, we keep on talking vibe and energy. One thing that people really like to see the last year is that the energy obviously became youthful, right? And the athleticism, you can see the youth movement starting to come with the Warriors. Well, this team is long, athletic, and in terms of attitude, are these guys wanting to dunk on people? Because I want to see some aggressive play throws a hoop. That's my take right now. I want to see people dunking on people. Do you get that vibe from this team?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can, you know, we could start with the most athletic guy that's on the team, and I believe that's Kelly. And any chance that he has, it doesn't matter, right foot, left foot, right hand, left hand, he's trying to put pressure on the rim, dunk everything. Obviously, Marquise, extremely athletic. Eric's athletic. Nico, sneaky athletic, can, you know, if anyone jumps with him, he's you know, liable to go up there. I mean, Juan, Wiggs, you know, obviously this team is a lot more athletic than we've had that we had last year. So, you know, just getting that length back and, you know, trying to use that length to our advantage. And obviously that's going to start on the defensive end.
Yeah, and then especially when you get Wiseman back as well. You got long guys that can attack the rim, Draymond. But I just – what's that?
I said Draymond. I mean, Draymond's very athletic, strong, long arms, Wiseman's strong. Like, so definitely there's – definitely a lot more athleticism that we have going into this season than we've had last year.
You forgot one guy. His name is Damian Lee. Are you going to dunk on anybody this year?
We'll see, man. I mean, I'm not trying to put no clickbait article like I'm trying to be out here catching bodies. But, you know, if the opportunity presents itself, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
You feeling good physically? You feel
feeling great. I think mentally I'm at probably the best space that I've been at in a while. You know, I've spoken to my wife and my mom, you know, my family about it. I'm just at a great spot mentally, and I know physically that, you know, I'll put in the work. So whatever happens for us this year, it's all a blessing. The main thing is just staying healthy and, you know, just trying to come in and just make a positive impact for the team.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Speaking of your impact on the team, going into a season, and I know sometimes it's hard. You don't want to put goals out there for people to be like, oh, is he checking that box? Is he doing this? But do you have a number in your head? You go, I want to make my 3-point percentage, because that's going to be your role a lot, right? Is to be that guy that spaces the floor. Do you have a 3-point percentage in your head? Be like, I want to be above that number.
I mean, everyone wants to shoot 40%, right? But, you know, it's just a matter of how the flow and how the game and everything goes. So for me, it's just a matter of taking great shots. You know, if I'm open, shoot it. If there's space, shoot it. And if not, then, you know, try to make the next play for, you know, the next guy. The beauty of it is that, you know, we have a number of guys that can shoot the three. So it's not just relying on one guy. Obviously, you know, missing Clay is going to be huge for us going into the season. But, you know, we have a lot of playmakers and a lot of guys that can make spot up shots. So, you know, that's, I guess, sort of my role or what I look forward to going into the season. If, you know, I'm open, shoot the ball. If not, try to make a play for the next guy.
Yeah, I mean, in the past, these Warriors teams of the past, you know, people think of them as that jump shooting, 3-point shooting team. But if you actually look at the numbers, you guys were never at the very top of 3-point attempts, right? But your percentages were always way high up there as efficiency. Steph, Clay, KD for a little bit as well. You know, have you guys emphasized just efficiency? You said, you mentioned you went from good to great shots. Is that something you guys are like working on or talking about when you're practicing?
I think it's more so just the flow of the game. I mean, just understanding that, you know, you could have a good shot, but then obviously, you know, let's say a corner three, for example, if someone has a wing three and a corner three, typically, you know, the stats or, you know, the analytics, as they say, the corner three has a higher percentage of going in than rather shooting at the break. So, you know, just trying to, if you have a good shot, get good to great. If you see, you know, there's a shooter that's coming off and, you know, you're screening for him, just make sure that you hit his guy well, you stick your screen to give them an opportunity to knock down that shot. Then obviously, you know, it's a game of percentages. So, you know, the guys that obviously make the higher clip are going to draw more attention than other guys, you know, will have space to, you know, shoot and create.
Have you been given has the team started already designated roles or like lineups, or is that something that's a work in progress right now?
Still a work in progress. I mean, everything's kind of flowing. This is third day in, I think. It's only my third day out here. Sorry, that's an Uzi quote. I think this is only 3 days in. So, you know, we'll see just how everything goes. I mean, obviously we have a new team. Just like everyone else, we got 2 weeks to sort of figure this thing out. And then, you know, we'll start figuring out our way, you know, second, third week of the season.
Do you think Steph's going to start?
I heard he may.
Okay.
I heard he may start.
Yeah. Don't give away strategy because no, you know, other teams listen.
I mean, if he came off the bench.
Right.
He could be in contention for sixth man of the year.
You know, it's not back in the day when you had like Manu Ginobili, he's a starter, you know what I mean? And yeah, he's just coming off the bench, sixth man of the year.
Harden too.
And, yeah.
Okay. See.
Exactly. It's like, come on, let's be honest. But you know what? It works.
Wait, so like, how does that, like, I guess I'm asking you, how does that work? Like, let's say if he doesn't start, but comes in with 10 minutes left,
yeah,
in the first, would that still kind of consider like the running of like someone to be at sixth man of the year?
100%. If you don't start, you're in the running for sixth man, which is just, wow, crazy. So literally, if he came in 3 minutes off the bench,
are you gonna put that out there and kind of have like a campaign?
Well, has there ever been a six man and MVP the same year? That's a question. Can a six man? I mean, Andre Iguodala won Finals MVP, but by that point, he was already inserted into the starting lineup. So I don't know. We're gonna have to figure this out. Maybe. Hey, why don't you just go for six man?
Hey man, if the Lord has it in His plans, then you know it'll happen. But you know, for me, it's just staying down and doing whatever needs to be done.
Well, I mean, you can say the right things right now, but I don't have a vote, so you can say whatever you want. Really, I wish I had a vote. I don't know who I'd vote for, but you know, just letting you know. Okay, how about this? So last season, Damian Lee comes out and says, enough, let's not do the questions about being Steph's brother-in-law. Let's not do that. I'm Damian Lee. Let's focus on me as a basketball player, et cetera, right? Do you feel a year later now that you've kind of separated from that noise? Like, is the basketball player Damian Lee now elevated above that in your mind?
Oh, it's 50-50. I mean, obviously being in the organization, you know, some people are going to see me and tie it as that. But, you know, it's just something that you just take with a grain of salt. At the end of the day, you know, I'm here, I'm an NBA player. And, you know, the plan is to, you know, as I said from the beginning, just try to extend my career as long as possible. And, you know, knowing why I'm here, you know, my faith, you know, it's a testament just to work ethic, resilience, perseverance, and, you know, knowing who and what I do, what and who I do it for. Right. So for me, it's just continuing to do that, you know, understanding and just continuing to grind. And, you know, at the end of the day, I know I just can't give up because I feel like I've come too far to get here and, you know, just have to keep on going.
Here's your chance if you want to put a media member on blast or something, because you said that in the beginning of last season. Who was the guy, the woman or man that's, you know, still asked you a question? Put him on blast right now.
I mean, there were a couple people.
Oh, really?
But not local. Like, okay. Media. It was more so national media, or whether it was someone from overseas, you know, just to kind of continue to latch on to that, right, to that, I don't even know, whatever you want to call it, latch on to that clickbait. Right. But at the end of the day, you know, just got to go out there and continue to prove why I belong here in the NBA.
Listen, I know what it feels like. I'm always, people are like, oh, you're Drew Schiller's co-host. And I'm like, listen. And
Drew Schiller is the king of Burlingame.
Yeah, he is. He's the king. And I'm like, guys, I'm my own man. Here's this true story, Damian. I went to high school with Drew. We were the same class. And people still come up and be like, yo, listen, I went to high school with Drew Schiller. I'm like, that's so cool. Like, I was there too. You know?
I was his best friend.
That's me. Yeah. So pretty much you and me, we're the same guy. We're the same guy. Season's coming up. We're less than 2 weeks away, which is just mind blowing how quickly that came, even though it also took years to get here, it feels like.
Yeah.
But first game, Brooklyn against the Nets. You are yet to play a game without fans. In fact, the season ended just when you guys are supposed to play a game without fans against the Nets. That was supposed to be the return of KD, but then it wasn't going to work out in the end. I mean, are you ready to play a game without fans? Like, is that mentally, is it just going to be, how's that adjustment going to be?
I mean, honestly, I think for me, it won't really be an adjustment. You know, I've obviously, you know, played high school basketball. I played at prep school where in St. Thomas More, Connecticut, where there's only like, there's one side of the bleachers where there's the team's benches, and then the other side there's only three rows, so you know there's barely any people. There's a little backdrop stage that some kids would sit on, and then I also played at a mid-major college, so playing at Drexel, obviously, you know, we had some fans at our arena, but you know, maybe playing at, you know, Towson or, you know, Northeastern or James Madison, you know, sometimes there were games where maybe there just weren't fans there. And then again, you know, after that, going to Louisville, cool. There was a lot of fans, sellout games, but then playing in the G League. And there's been plenty of arenas in the G League where, you know, there's been no fans, maybe 20 people in the stand. So, you know, for me, it's really not that big of an adjustment. You know, I play the game hard every single night, night in, night out, try to give it my all. for me, it's just a matter of playing the game and doing what I did to get me here.
I guess you also have preseason games. I forget about that. You have three preseason, and you got one coming up like really soon. Are you mentally, are you there? Are you like, oh my God, I'm playing a basketball game in a couple of days?
Yeah, getting there. I think it's coming up in the next couple of days, and you know how when you know that a game's coming up, you're starting to get those butterflies and that feeling like you start overanalyzing everything. Like, all right, I make sure I got my shoes, I'm eating this food, I'm making sure I'm getting this sleep. So you start overanalyzing and getting those butterflies, but you know that once that day comes, you know you can't control anything. You can control what you can control. Go in there, have fun, and you know, I think that's sort of where I'm, you know, sort of turning to. It's coming up in a couple of days. And then, honestly, once that ball starts rolling, we have that couple of days off, game, break, game, and the season's here. So
you're just in it all of a sudden.
Are you faithful to the Bay? 49ers 2021 season tickets are available now, and locations are filling up quickly. Lock in your seats today to secure your spot for next season. For more information, visit 49ers.com/season tickets.
I'm gonna help you out, because in about probably a week from now, people are gonna start asking you this question. So I'm gonna prep you for this question right now. You're playing the Nets your first game. I don't know if you know this. Kevin Durant is on the Nets. Do you anticipate any awkwardness or drama or anything when you guys face KD in the Nets?
No. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Kay left OKC and came here and did what he needed to do and won basketball games and won championships and had a great bond and great experience with guys. And then, you know, he continued his journey somewhere else. I mean, if you look at the game of basketball, and we just all take a step back and see what the game of basketball has done for us and our families, I mean, can you be mad at someone for making, you know, a business decision or a personal decision for themselves? So for me, I mean, Kay's always been great to me, even from, you know, my first day coming here in Golden State when I was coming off the ACL, you know, just talking to me, trying to get to understand me and know who I am. So, you know, I'm happy for him. You know, I hope he has a great year. He's back healthy, you know, from seeing the videos and seeing them work out. But, you know, at the end of the day, the game has to be played. So it doesn't matter if it's Brooklyn, if it's Golden State, if the game's played on Mars. You know, we're going to go in there, we're going to play the game, and then, you know, we'll see them again on the back end when they come out here.
Is there just any chance you can just give me a quote that says there's going to be a fist fight or something? Just like
maybe. There will not be a fist fight.
We can edit out the not part.
Go in there and just have fun, man. I think everyone's just going to be so excited that, you know, the season is back. So obviously, you know, there's going to be some rust on both ends. I mean, even within all 30 teams, there's going to be some rust and some, you know, ironing the kinks out. But, I mean, the beauty of it is that, you know, the season is back. So, you know, as I said before, man, it's go time.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so now that we've gotten all those serious questions out of the way, let's have a little fun here. And you're not allowed to shy away from these answers. You have to give your best answer to these. Okay.
All right.
Out of your team right now, who would be the best football players?
Do I have to like rank anyone or just?
No, we don't need to rank in this. Maybe we'll rank later on with some other stuff, but like, you know, give me a position at least that they're going to play.
Eric Paschal, defensive end. Or tight end.
Okay.
Because he has good hands. Steph, quarterback. Wiggs, Kelly, myself, wide out.
That's height. You know, Megatron was like 6'4". You're mm-hmm. talking about. Wiggins is what, 6'8"?
6'8", Kelly 6'7", I'm 6'6". There's nice height. JP, quarterback.
Okay.
Trying to think down the line. Yeah, I mean, I mean obviously, but then if we want to go soccer, I mean, Juan's probably taking the cake in that one.
Really? You're pretty good?
For sure.
Okay. So you're giving yourself a wide receiver role. Okay. I mean, yeah. I asked that question to Clay a while ago, and he didn't even think about anyone else. He's like, yeah, I'd be quarterback and safety. I think that's what he said. And that was, I mean, he seemed very confident about it, so I believe him, you know. Yeah. But
Definitely when I can get it, can get off the line, boom, get to my spot, sort of get the guy's shoulder, use his momentum, get open.
I mean, at least we can get a scrimmage together of some kind for this. You are a dog dad. You have two dogs.
Yes, sir.
Take yourself out of the equation. Rank on your team the top three best dog dads on the team.
Ooh. All right, well, JP's out because he's a cat guy.
Yes, he is a cat guy. We had the pro pets with JP on that. Yes.
So JP's out the equation with the cat guy. Probably go my guy Wiggs because we still got to have a play date. I think Wiggs got like 3 or 4. Steph, obviously. Mm. Yeah, he dog dad. And then I think Kelly has 2.
Oh, really?
I think we were talking the other day about trying to get our dog to do a play date whenever, you know, he brings them out here. So I think, yeah, probably aside from myself, I'd say those three.
That'd be okay. Okay. I'm available if you guys are doing like a dog thing.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
We can get our own little powwow going.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure I'm not, I need to be involved in the dog thing.
Social distance, of course.
Of course. I mean, the dogs don't have to. They can play together.
Dogs can do that thing.
Is it true that DeMarcus Cousins has like 8 dogs or something like that? Did you?
Yes, he does have a lot of dogs. Trying to think, his brother Jaleel, who I played with in the G League, was talking about them having a lot of dogs. I haven't obviously gotten to see them because you know they.
Right.
Santa Cruz.
Oh, right.
There you go.
You can hear now. You hear my dog. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, I definitely heard that he has a bunch. Mm. Kind of jealous, but you know, like
someday. It's tough in the Bay Area right now to just get a
very small, you know, confined houses. You know, trying to let the dog just be free. It's hard.
Is there anyone on the team that has like a weird food habit? Like it could be like weird pregame meals or dietary thing that is just like, this guy, it's just odd.
Weird. Shoot, I might have to put myself in that. I probably put hot sauce on like 85%. Crystal's hot sauce at that. Put that probably on 85% of whatever I eat.
Yep.
Crystal's hot sauce and I have a Topo Chico with it. So I whenever you see the Crystal's hot sauce, just know that the Topo is not too far off.
I'm all about the Crystal's, but like what's the limit of like, what's the weird, you're not putting on your cereal. So like where are you putting hot sauce?
I mean, all right. So it could be breakfast. I could have like scrambled eggs, broccoli, tomatoes, avocado, put some Crystal's on that. Could have a salmon with broccoli, Brussels sprouts, like probably half a scoop of rice, pour some Crystal's on that. Could have Chinese food, put Crystal's on it.
Okay, so now we're starting to get
Crystal's on it, like, yeah.
All right, because now you're starting to get into areas that now you're messing with different cuisines now.
I'm like I could have a Wendy's 2 for $5.
Yeah.
And I come home and I might open up the bun and pour some crystals.
I mean, I think I put it on everything, but I don't know if I go as far as Chinese food. Okay, how about this one? Just take Draymond out of this equation because this is not fair. He's the obvious answer is this. Who during scrimmages or practices, who's talking the most trash out there? Like who's underrated talking trash and you're like, man, this guy does not shut up?
Damn, that's a good one. I think Marquise can definitely get the trash talk going. You know, normally, you know, you guys see him, he's happy, you know, smiling out there. But like, yeah, I think Keese is probably up there. Or EP, honestly. Like EP is very, very underrated in trash talk. He'll, you know, if he hits a big shot or scores on someone, he might flex, little boy might, you know, your food. Like, yeah, I think EP and Keese are probably up there aside from Draymond.
Who's the guy that you're like, you could use a little more trust? Like, who's the quietest guy out there that you just like, just say something?
That's tough. Cause like everybody does it like in their own way.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's that's the tough one. I mean, cause yeah, even like people say that Wiggs is silent and quiet. But there's sometimes where like he gets it going and he'll score and he'll, you know, just say something slick and like it's literally like a one-on-one thing and he'll just say it real quick and then go about his day. Even watching like the All the Smoke thing with Kelly, like Kelly is more like, you know, blow a kiss at someone, like not really like talking too much trash, but like everyone has sort of, you know, their own little thing that they do. Obviously you guys know Steph with the shimmy. So it's, you know, just a matter of sort of picking and choosing, but I feel like everyone kind of has that in them. It's just a matter of, you know, when does it happen?
At Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, our Total Trust Guarantee gives you 20/20 vision into everything we do. From service bay cameras, to service bay views, to our transparent pricing. Each and every day. Speaking of price, now get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for your coupon today. Most vehicles discount off a regular price. See store for details. Charge for additional parts service if needed.
As it come up, you just mentioned the Kelly thing. The media, we like to ask this question because it was a big deal when Kelly got in that, I guess I'm going to say a brawl, that fight with the Warriors a few years ago. Has that come up as jokes, like, between you guys, or is it just kind of?
No, not yet. I feel like at some point during the season, like, something like that's going to come up maybe in, like, a film session. But, obviously all just being, like, lighthearted.
Right.
I mean, but, yeah, it's like, one of those things where, like, we all love each other and care about each other so much that it's like whatever you do in the past, like it's always going to come back and we're always going to make jokes of it and be like, bro, what were you thinking? Or what was happening there? Or this and that. So it's dope. I mean, it's definitely happened already where like guys have made jokes about like playing against guys from before and being like, bro, what were you thinking? And then we all just laugh it off.
And then I guess my final question is, let's talk about team camaraderie that you're talking about right now. It's a new team, right? A lot of guys, new guys coming in, just again, I'm going to use the word vibe out there. What's it like? Are you guys connecting quickly? Is it still a work in progress in that way? How do you feel about the actual team and the spirit within the locker room?
It's amazing. I mean, just seeing how, you know, how quick the turnaround has been of guys getting together. You know, whether it's the young guys like, you know, Nico and James, you know, asking some of, you know, us older guys like Loon, Steph, Baze, you know, myself questions just about, you know, whether it's about the game or about life. So, you know, guys are just doing it very organically. And then even some of the older guys, you know, that have played against each other and just trying to, you know, get to understand, you know, who we are as people first. I think that's one thing that the organization has done a great job is that, obviously, you know, the basketball stuff is very important and that's our job, but, you know, we care about who we are as people first and, you know, just trying to understand that side and, you know, eventually the basketball stuff is always going to come around, but, you know, I feel like the vibe is great. I mean, guys are excited, guys are having fun, smiling, encouraging each other, but also challenging each other, you know, every time that we're out there on the court.
Do you feel like the new guys fit in really well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as people first, everyone fits in great here. And then on the court as well, it's just a matter of, you know, there's always a learning curve, even for vets, you know, guys that have been in the league, you know, 5-10 years, there's always a learning curve every single year, you know, whenever you bring new pieces on. So just a matter of figuring out that learning curve on the court. But like I said, off the court, I mean, everyone's gelling, you know, obviously giving guys space, not being overbearing, but it's definitely fun. I feel like we all, you know, have one goal and we all just want to go out there and compete.
All right, I have one more question. I lied.
I know.
So
I'm not even trying to be like political either. It's like this is really like just us kicking it, you know. Right.
No, this is
Damian, coffee and kicking it.
This is Damian Lee unfiltered right now. That's what this is what this is. That's what we're gonna call this podcast. Dubs Talk.
Like that.
Unfiltered.
Hashtag unfiltered.
I mean, someday you during the season, by the way, if you want to, you can come on 3-4 times a week if you want to. We'll talk about it if you want. By the way, there aren't even 3 or 4 of these.
I was about to say, bro, that's a lot. You know, I might have 3 or 4 games in a week.
Yeah, after every game. It's easy. So defense, one last question. That's been emphasized. Defense, defense, defense. We see the pieces. We see the length. We see the athleticism, you know, on paper. Do you think this team has it in them and motivated within each other, just within the team, to become one of the better defensive teams in the league?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously the goal of this, and how the roster was constructed is, you know, for us, you know, it's just be able to go out there, compete, you know, try to be up there in defense, and one of the top defenses that's in the league. We have the size, we have the athleticism, we have the length, the IQ, and the hustle and the heart. So it's just a matter of going out there and playing, being tight on a string. You know, I don't like to say this, but, you know, the offense is going to take care of itself. You know, guys will find their spots and where, you know, they can attack and where they can shoot, obviously playing with pace and space. But, you know, in order for us to be successful, it all starts on defense.
You say the right things, Damian. You're good. You're a vet now. You're a vet.
Trying. Season, man.
You're not going to slip up. That's good. I really appreciate you coming on. As always, you are invited on every single show. Whenever you want, you can hop on.
All right. I'll pop up one day, just randomly.
Yeah.
I'll call in first.
Nice.
What's it like, mailbag, I guess?
Sure.
Or something? Sure.
Yeah, you can just ask a question and I'll answer it, you know, just in case you're asking, like, how's Damian Lee playing this year? And then I can, you know, we'll see. How you're playing.
I'll ask you live on Warriors Outsiders.
There you go. You can be like Drew and your co-host. Anyway, Damon, really, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it. And if you are listening to Dubstock, as you always do, make sure to rate, subscribe if you haven't done that yet. And we'll be with you. And Damian, got a big game coming up. Best of luck to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You guys be safe out there.